It took the jury less than half an hour to rule the shooting was justified. The judge dismissed the case, and we were off the legal hook. When the TV reverends heard of the video, they wasted no time packing their bags and caught the first plane out of town, off to find the next crisis. The eye of the storm had passed, but the ill winds of resentment were still blowing in Kansas City. While there was no doubt that Tyrell Jackson was shot in self-defense, there was still a feeling of unrest because his death should not and would not have happened if things were different in America. I couldn't stop thinking about Cleavon Fowler's answer when Suzanne asked him why Tyrell was stopped so many times by the police.
Why? Because he's big and he's black, that's why. Anytime something bad goes down, we the first ones the cops go looking for.
It made me think of Elvis's poignant hit back in 1969 in the ghetto. On a cold, gray Chicago morning, a poor little baby is born in the ghetto. That could have been Tyrell Jackson, and it could have been Kansas City. People, don't you understand? The child needs a helping hand, or he'll grow up to be an angry young man someday. Tyrell didn't get that helping hand, and he did indeed grow into an angry young man. For reasons deeply ingrained in our society, his size and the color of his skin made him a person to be feared and avoided. Take a look at you and me. Are we too blind to see? Do we simply turn our heads and look the other way? As a middle-class white man, I can't imagine what it must be like being a minority, living in poverty, and shunned by society. We live our own lives, struggle with our own problems, and pretty much shut out the rest of the world until fate intervenes. Like the day Ox and I stopped two black boys walking down the street. And his hunger burns. He starts to roam the streets at night. He learns how to steal, and he learns how to fight. That was Tyrell Jackson's life. He learned to steal and fight to survive. But in doing so, it was just a matter of time before those skills got him in trouble with the law. Out of frustration and desperation, Tyrell had lashed out. As a crowd gathers round an angry young man, face down in the street with a gun in his hand, his mother cries. It wasn't a gun, but a knife. Tyrell was dead just the same. And I'll never forget his mother weeping uncontrollably as her son's body was carried away. 45 years have passed since Elvis sang those words. 45 years, and things are still pretty much the same.